Hello and welcome to episode 2 of our LAB Youth Podcast. For those who are listening through headphones and can't see what's happening right now, I am joined here with Caitlin and Emma. We are all socially distanced in our studio, I guess you could call it that. And we're going to kind of continue the conversation of where we've been from episode 1 and discussing why Jesus, why we've named that, why we ran with that. And so, first and foremost, Caitlin and Emma, are you good?
Yeah, all good. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm good, lad.
This is your first time on the podcast?
It is.
And you've been on before, right?
I've been on the house party once, not the OG podcast.
Okay, so first time, so we've got some debuts. Brilliant. Well, here, we're going to jump right in. We've got 15 minutes. And so, to kind of recap where we were in the last podcast, we really kind of talked about Jesus as the representation of God. And so if we want to know what God's like, we look at Jesus. He's the example of that. So if we want to know what God acts like, what his attributes are like, what his character is like, we can find that from the life of Jesus, how he interacted with people, and how he lived his life. And so we're really going to kind of like segue into that. I'm going to kind of give you guys your own space to kind of answer that question for yourselves. Why Jesus? But to pick up from where we were, Caitlin, why don't you kind of kick us off and some of your thoughts around why Jesus?
Yeah, so I think just we were kind of talking about in the last podcast, just this whole idea of Jesus moving towards us in our mess and things like that. And for me and my own sort of walk with God and my own sort of personal journey of faith, it really has felt like that. It's just felt like just so many instances of where Jesus has just constantly been wading towards me and pulling me through. And I think just in the everyday sort of sense as well, for me personally, like, I'm so blessed to be able to say I haven't had any major life crisis or anything like that, but just in the everyday, in the mundane, in the 9-to-5s and things like that, just different ways that I've seen God sort of move closer towards me. I think just a verse that I constantly cling to, that just kind of has always just been an echo for me, something that I've always just really held close to my heart, and just something that I think is where I see Jesus kind of pulling me out of that mess as well. It's 1 Corinthians 7. There's a verse in it where it talks about don't be wishing you were someplace else or you were someone else. Where you are is where God's placed you. You're to live and you're to obey and you're to love and believe. Where you are, that's where you've been placed. And I think just kind of having that sort of echoed in me, having that sort of mindset, being able to just kind of remind myself of that, that no matter what sort of messes or any sort of just rubbish times that I'm going through, that I have that sort of hope to cling to. I think it was like my, like when I was in fifth year, so like GCSEs, which are just like the worst things ever, just a horrible, horrible year. But I think that verse was something that I really just was clinging on to, just to kind of, you know, this idea that yes, life right now might be a bit rubbish, and that, yeah, there are times where I wish I was someone else, or I wish I was someplace else, I wish I was maybe 10 years old, or I wish I didn't live in Northern Ireland, I wish this was just not my life. But the just simple instruction of this is where you've been placed, but you've been placed here for a reason, and that God's with you in that, but also that we're to live there, but we're to obey there, we're to love there, and we're to believe there as well. So I just think that even in times of just uncertainty and in times where you're just wishing that it would all go away, just the idea that, no, I'm called to be here. What am I called to do? I'm called to love. I'm called to obey, to believe. So that for me is whenever I think of, you know, Jesus moving towards me in my mess, that's always where I land. That's always where my heart goes. So, but that's just me personally.
I mean, that's like for a lot of our guys listening to this right now, they could be like on their way to school right now, or on their way to their part-time job, or on their way to play sport, or whatever it is. Like, we very intentionally try to create it that it's accessible for that. And that whole idea of like, you are where you're supposed to be, like you're not here by accident, but actually God has you here for a reason. You yourself, like, there's a lot that happens in your life. So like, for a start, for those who don't know, Caitlin is our new LAB youth intern. So you're doing that with part of your week. You're also studying and working. And so, I guess for our young people listening, like I know from just chatting to young people, it's really easy for them to connect with Jesus whenever they're at search party or house party or wherever it is. But in school on a Monday morning is like, feels like
Jesus is far from that space.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess for you, being in such different settings and environments, how do you kind of find Jesus in those moments, in those spaces?
Mm-hmm.
How are you aware of him in those moments? Do you have anything kind of chiming around that?
I think it is just that sort of, for me personally, I always encounter Jesus whenever I'm least expecting it.
Sure.
I think there's something, I think just God's like that in the in his character. He just, there's a sense where it's in the uncertain and in the unknown is where he's going to turn up and where you're going to experience him. And I think like a real example for me was just over lockdown. I mean, lockdown was kind of rubbish for everybody, but particularly at the start of it, I just was so anxious and so fearful, and just different things that had kind of happened in the lead up to it was just really just kind of hurt, felt super abandoned. And it was actually during one of our communion services, I think it was the first one that we had done as a church, where I was sitting in my room by myself and had a candle and stuff like that lit. And I think it was just kind of just the sort of environment that I'd been in and the past couple of weeks and things like that, that the fact that I could sit there in my room and be by myself, but just feel the presence of God so tangibly. It was an incredible moment. I've never felt sort of the Spirit so close to me. And I think it was Stu that was preaching on sort of the passage in Matthew 26, where, you know, Jesus is saying, you know, my heart's, it's so like, I'm so sorrowful right now, I'm close to death. And just that for the first time really resonated with me. I really, really felt like the weight of that and the depth of that. And I just had a real sense of just Jesus was sitting there with me. And I think it was just because I'd spent the past couple of weeks where I was just kind of almost pushing God away. It was just like, I don't really want to be sort of praying right now because I don't feel prayerful. I feel so far away. And it wasn't that God was far away. It was me that was choosing to turn away from that. You know, God's always present. God's always close. It's just about you tuning into that yourself. And I think that sort of communion service was a real wake-up call for me to kind of plug back into scripture, praying, and just getting those daily rhythms back up again. So that for me.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Emma, I know you had a really interesting time over lockdown, as we all did, but just even from where we've been discussing kind of why Jesus and how he wades and moves towards us, just even chatting to you before we recorded this, off air, not live, just some of your own thoughts and reflections around even lockdown and your relationship with Jesus and all that kind of stuff. I'd just love to hear some of your own journey over the last little while, and then also some of your kind of reflections from that as well.
Yeah, as Caitlin was saying, like about mess, my approach was kind of more on the world, like life just as a whole seems really messy right now, and it almost doesn't feel real, like we're just living in an in-between moment. And I stumbled upon the verse in Romans 6 where it says, but God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus our Master. And I think the word real life really hit me, because I know for me, wasn't even during lockdown, it was like the space and summer after lockdown, I kind of felt like I wasn't living my real life. I was in like an in-between moment, and I almost like refused to like move forward, and I was kind of just stuck in like my daily ways of life. And I know for a lot of people, it's really, we kind of almost got comfortable in lockdown, and almost a transition from out of lockdown to daily life actually was harder than lockdown itself.
Yeah.
Mm. And I actually remember speaking to someone about it, and they give me like the words that, imagine like you're in the sea, and the first bit of going into the sea is actually the hardest, because it's the bit that's coldest, and you're trying to adapt to like the cold there. And if you stay in with just your feet above the sea, that's actually going to be the most uncomfortable bit, because you're thinking, I want to go back to the beach. But it's actually, you just need to wade in and go head first, because it's in that bit that you actually get adapted to it. And I think that was a real like shift-changing bit for me, because I was in the ankle bit where I was almost looking back at lockdown and the comfortableness of that I had got myself into, and I was refusing to go forward, but actually God was trying to edge me into going head first into what he actually had for me. And he's actually been so gracious in that. It hasn't been uncomfortable. The most uncomfortable part was being knee deep and not moving anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually just went on a tantrum right there. But I think this has been a real like reflecting time for me, and the whole idea of lockdown, and even in the news at the minute, they're all talking about like freshers and how it's really hard for them because they're all in this lockdown. And I was kind of considering, what would my life have been like if lockdown had happened 3 years ago and I didn't have a relationship with Jesus? And it definitely wouldn't have been good. And Jesus moves, like, just even when you're not aware. And I kind of wanted to touch on the verse Isaiah 4:6, where it talks about Jesus being a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and a priest of peace. And even when we're not aware, he does all of that for us. And actually on reflection, when I look in lockdown, he delivered in all areas of that. He was the only thing that was constant over lockdown. Everything was changing and we weren't able to see things, and our real life that was meant to be there wasn't there. And he was peace. Like, there should have been times where there was no peace in life, but he did it, like, and it was unnatural, it was supernatural. And he was the comforter when you couldn't see your friends and family. But yeah, I think God, Jesus is life, and he's the life that we can live even when the world's life or their view of it isn't actually what it should be at the moment.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I know just there on Thursday, like, we're, well, when this podcast is launched, youth will be launching back to you, but we just gathered all our youth leaders on Thursday night to kind of have a discussion around what it's going to look like and cast some vision around it. And you weren't able to make it, but you had sent me a prophetic word that just something you felt like the Lord was saying. And we only had 45 minutes or so in that segment with our leaders, so I actually didn't get around to sharing it. But I think actually it would be really applicable for some of our guys right now, who are in school, who are going through massive question marks in terms of, like, what is exams going to look like? Will we be in school? Will we be back in lockdown? But you wouldn't mind sharing that word you had, just kind of your thoughts around that.
Yeah, so I was kind of just in the car and I was listening to worship, and the words I got were, victory is here. And I just kind of felt God was telling me, like, I've actually already gone before you. I've broke through all the giants and all the things that you're going to face, and like, I have won that battle for you already. And all you have to do is lean on me during that. And I think it's also, I felt for Thursday anyway, and I think the season that we're in, it's actually just a time to thank God for what he is going to do, not
right.
just what he's done and what he's doing at the minute, but what he is going to do, especially in all the uncertainties we face. Like, we can actually go in with a confidence and like a grace about us and an aura about us that those who don't have faith maybe will see and be like, God has actually already won this battle. I don't need a fear. And one of the things, like, my dentistry ones, I study dentistry in uni, for those who don't know. Everyone in this room knew. But one of the things they always said about me is, like, you're always so calm with exams, even when, like, we have no idea what's happening and, like, things are shifting. And I think that actually has never been for me. That's been from, like, the grace of God, because, like, I just know that he has it already planned out for me, and he's already won my victories. And I think now is the time for us to really show that grace and be like, for the ones in school, like, they'll look at you and they'll be like, there's something different about her. She is not fearful of
right.
their future, or he is not fearful of the future, because God's actually figured it out for him or for
yeah.
her.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of close, I guess, and like dovetail what you guys have both talked about in terms of like the awareness that God is always with us wherever we go, and he's not that hard to find, he's not that hard to engage with, and that's an alarm to start the time, so we're going over, so you're gonna have to bear with us, but I think it that's a beautiful thing in terms of like, where do we get our confidence, where do we get our non-anxious presence, like where do we find ourselves today, but also going from that place into looking into the future, like oftentimes that's where we become anxious about what's next, what's that going to look like. And when we are aware of God's presence that is always with us, but also that goes ahead of us, like there's so much in the Old Testament that we could dive into around that we don't have time to, but I think I kind of want to end this in terms of just like whoever's listening to this right now, because people don't listen to this, but by standing in the authority that God's given to us, and for young people who are listening to this right now who are feeling anxious about the future, that God is with you right now and closer than you realise, but he also is going ahead of you and he's fighting battles for you. And so if you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, like claim that right now in the name of Jesus. And I think like even if it's helpful, listen back to what you guys have just shared, listen back to this podcast around how Jesus is an ever-present help, but also he goes ahead of us and there's victory in that. And so guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Great debut on the podcast and we're looking forward to meeting you again. So thanks so much. Thank you for listening and we'll catch you on the next episode.